This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
We live in the supernatural. And the world looks at us and they try to figure out, how are y'all doing this? What are y'all doing? And you tell them, we're not moved by what we see. Because the things that are seen are temporary. But the things that are not seen are eternal. We have resigned from temporary living. We now live by eternal things, glory to God. We live by things you can't see. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not seen, glory to God.
When you give, your gift goes to work, spreading the gospel, uplifting communities, connecting believers from all over the world. It's easy to support the ministry with your giving through Change Express. The process of giving has never been easier for those on the go, so get started today. Go to www.creflodollarministries.org/Change Express now to sign up for Change Express. Easy, automatic giving.
Your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are.
If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of Mark, chapter 6. Mark, chapter 6. We'll do a little review of last week and then pick up from where we left off. Mark, chapter 6, and verse 45. We're talking about living, or how to live in the supernatural. How to live in the supernatural. Well, what is that? Why are we talking about it? Well, the word supernatural just means above the natural realm. And that's exactly what we're talking about. That to live in the supernatural is to first of all recognize that there exists at the same time a physical world, and running at the same time that this physical world runs is a spiritual world. There exists a seen world, a world you can see right now. It's physical with physical matter. And at the same time, there exists an unseen world that you can't comprehend as long as you're in a physical body and in this physical world. Now, somehow or another, an angel can be transformed into this physical world to be seen. In fact, the Bible says, be careful when you entertain strangers, because you might be entertaining an angel and doing it unaware. But here's what we've got to get as Christians. What you can see and what you can feel and what you can touch is not all there is to what exists. There are a whole lot of things that are as real as this physical world that you can't see and that you can't touch. Elijah was with his servant, and his servant thought they were being defeated by horses and chariots that were sent to destroy them. And Elijah said, prayed, Lord, open his eyes so he can really see. And his spiritual eyes, he wasn't blind. He said, open his spiritual eyes. Now, he was blind to the spirit. So there, most of us, we're blind to the spiritual world. And God opened his eyes, and he saw in that realm of the spirit, at the same time that army was sent to destroy him, he saw angels and chariots of fire surrounding them. Right now, you're seated in this sanctuary, in this dome. And you think the only thing that is real is what you can see around you. But if God were to open up your spiritual eyes, you would be able to see that there are more in this dome than just you physical people. Because all of us have angels that watch over us everywhere we go. So some of you brought your angels to church with you today.
And some of you brought more than one. And I know hearing that, it might be kind of, you're weirded out by hearing that, but you've got to get this in order for you to conquer and overcome what you see. You have got to know that there exists a world that you can't see, and you have been granted access into this unseen, spiritual, supernatural realm. Ooh. And in fact, glory to God, in fact, the physical world came from the spiritual world that you can't see. Glory be to God. Genesis chapter 1. God who is, Genesis chapter 24, let me get it right. Genesis 4:24 says God is a spirit. Genesis 1 says, and God made everything. And how did he make everything? And he said, and God said, and God said, and God said, and then God saw. So God who is a spirit is responsible for bringing into existence everything that we can see, feel, and touch. All of the physical world. Here's what happens here. God Almighty gave birth to the physical world and then took the dust of the ground and made a physical body and put spiritual beings in physical bodies so they can exist in a physical world. But the real you is not the house we live in and can see. The real you is a spirit living in this house to grant you access to this physical world. One day we will die. We will separate from the house, our body, and we will now be aware of the real us, our spirit. So you are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a physical body. And you don't know that the real you is not your body. The real you is a spirit. And one day when you die, you'll finally come to the place of recognizing, oh my God, I'm still existing. How are you still existing? Because this is not real you. What you see now is not Creflo Dollar. This is just the house he lives in. One day, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord. I'm going to step out of this house, move to a new address, and the real me will now have access to a spiritual world with spiritual matter, just like I had access to an earth suit in a physical world with physical matter. If you understand that, just give me an amen so I can go on. The pattern of all physical things is spiritual. Earth, kerabashata. I don't think we're going to finish today either. Earth is a pattern of heaven. The tabernacle that Moses built in his day is a pattern of the tabernacle in heaven. Your physical body is a pattern of your spiritual man. That's why I'll know you when I see you. I will know you when I see you. Greg, you and Gloria, good to see y'all. My Tennessee here today. But when I see you in heaven, I'm gonna know you. When you see me, you're gonna know me. Somebody asked a question, they're asked the question, will we know one another when we get to heaven? Well, will you know one another when you get to Texas? Yeah, you will. Because when your spirit leaves your body, your soul goes with you. That's why y'all not get too messed up at a funeral of somebody who's born again. Because it's not over. The physical world exists in a time world. But when you step out of the physical body, you also step out of time. Y'all, excuse me, I feel a little Pentecostal right now. When you step out of time, you step into eternity, and there is no more time. A day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. It's not the same. I'm trying to get you to see, don't you get wrapped up with the physical world making you thinking this is the sum total of everything that is. This is a piece off the rock of the realm of the spirit. So, a prayer that we were asked to pray. Somebody said, Pastor, what's going on with you? I'm letting the Holy Ghost do his thing. I can't go back to my notes until he finishes. You understand what I'm saying? There's something he wants to say, and I would grieve him by trying to say what I want to say. But there's a prayer that God told us to pray. He said, I want you to pray as it is in heaven, so let it be in the earth. And then he says, now, here's the authority you have. Watch this now. Here's the authority you have. I'm going to give you the authority to bind stuff and to loose stuff while you're in this physical world. And it's going to be bound and loosed as it already is in heaven. So he says, bind on earth as it already is in heaven, and loose on earth as it already is in heaven. You're not supposed to be going around just binding everything and loosing everything. He says, find out what it's like in heaven and make it so on the earth. All right, now watch me now. So there are no sick angels in heaven. Ain't nobody getting COVID in heaven. So he said, I need you to loose that right here in the name of Jesus on the earth. That's supernatural. That's supernatural. It's tapping into the spiritual world. And if it ain't like that in the physical world, you have access through your words to speak words just like God spoke it. And those words, when God said, let there be, it was nothing there. And it traveled into the spiritual world and it was filled and it brought back physical matter and made a deposit in the spiritual world, in the physical world, from the spiritual world. And that's why he says, God said, my words shall not return unto me void, Isaiah 55, but they will accomplish the thing I sent it to accomplish. And he says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. He says, so what I'm going to do is I give you my word so you can have my thoughts and you can have my ways and you can speak those words and they will accomplish for you like they accomplish for me. And whatsoever you bind on this earth and whatsoever you loose on this earth, you pull up you gird yourself up, man. You get your strength back. You push your shoulders back. You get that fear out of your life and get it out of your house and get it out of your relationship and get it out of your finances. And you stand up like a child of God and you operate in the authority that God has given you. You have authority in three worlds. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Quit walking around here on this planet like you confused and you don't know what to do and I don't know this and I don't know that and what they say and what they... No! Glory! It ain't what they say that matters. It's what God has already said that matters. And if he said it, he turned around and said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so! You open your mouth up and you say what is. You ain't trying to talk God into something. He's already convinced. You the one that's got to be convinced. We ain't going out like that. He coming back for a victorious church. Not a bunch of scared folk that act like they forgot who God was. That don't believe in his word, don't know where a Holy Ghost is. We live in the supernatural. And the world looks at us and they try to figure out, how are y'all doing this? What are y'all doing? And you tell them, we're not moved by what we see. Because the things that are seen are temporary. But the things that are not seen are eternal. We have resigned from temporary living. We now live by eternal things, glory to God. We live by things you can't see. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not seen, glory to God. By faith, Abraham and Sarah got together and gave birth to an Isaac. It wasn't working in the natural world. What's supposed to happen in the natural world? But Abraham and Sarah weren't looking at the natural world. God made a promise, and they said, here go the promise. Now, we can't get it. We can't get it to happen in the natural, but we can get it to happen in the supernatural. And the Bible says they begin to glorify God and begin to thank God. An old man, 100 years old, ain't don't believe he got no sperm nowhere left, and a woman whose womb is completely dead, got in a tent one night, believing God, and the supernatural showed up in that tent, and they got together, and oh, what a time, what a time, what a time. And after they came out of that tent, an Isaac was born. Oh, somebody help me right now. I feel like preaching this morning. We got a good God. We got a powerful God. We have access to the supernatural. We can live in the supernatural. Y'all have to excuse me from hollering, but I feel all right this morning. My God has been mighty good to me this morning. There was some natural stuff that was supposed to happen to me, but I knew how to tap into that supernatural, and God showed up. I'm telling you, I'm not preaching no fable to you this morning. You got to make your mind up, though. I ain't going this way. I'm not going down this path. I'm not going to be living my life in no fear. And I ain't living it. No. I'm like that lady who came to the king, Taffy. If I perish, let me perish. I'm going to see the king. And there is no way, I feel Baptist in me, Greg. There's no way that God's going to let one of his children who believe him, who confess him, who live in the supernatural, ain't no way you're going to perish because God's got your back. I don't care what you're facing. God's got your back. I don't care what ditch you fell in. God's got your back. I don't care what you were diagnosed with. God's got your back. I don't care how much money you got in the bank. God's got your back. Woo! Glory to God. Wake up, church. Let that sleeping giant wake up. I don't live by what I see. I'm calling things that be not as though they were. I'm talking stuff that this unsaved world, they don't even understand. But sit back, unsaved world. Watch me. You good, God? Now, I want to ask you a question. Has God ever done anything for you? Y'all didn't hit it. Y'all didn't hit a question. You didn't hit a question. You didn't hit a question. I'm going somewhere. Has God, has he ever? It's all right. If you sit there and say, I don't recall, it's cool. It's cool. Because if he's not done anything for you yet, watch out. He's getting ready to show up in your life, and he's getting ready to show out in your life. But now, here's what I want to say. If he's ever done anything for you, watch this now. Don't forget it. It's going to be the key to what else he can do. I prophesy that some of you ain't never seen a move of God in your life before the next 3 days are up. God is about to move in your life in a supernatural way, and you will know it because no man will be able to accomplish what he's getting ready to accomplish in your life, and I won't take it back. All right. Now, let me show you where I'm going with all this now. Mark chapter 6, verse 45 and through 52. Now, you read it on the screen or wherever you can read it from. This is important now. We can live in the supernatural. We can live in the supernatural. We can do some of the same things that Jesus did. Don't say, Jesus walked on water, so did Peter. Don't get to that thing where he did that because he was Jesus. Well, Peter did it, and he was there representing the church. Peter walked on water, yeah, but he fell, and he got back up too. And walked on the way back to the thing. Well, Jesus raised some people from the dead. Can't nobody do that because he did it because he was Jesus. Oh, no, I know that ain't right. You're going to start seeing a part of the body of Christ rise above doing church. And they're going to take the supernatural and show you how to do life. See, we know how to do church. We done changed stuff in church so much. When Jesus come back, he's going to be like, what's that? What they doing? What they doing? So what's that? What they doing? People lying on God and calling it prophecy. You ready? You got your Bibles? You open to this? This is amazing now. I'm scripture. I'm going to show you. I'm going to prove everything I just finished screaming about. I'm not going to instruct you in how to turn all that on. And straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain. He went to pray. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. Very important. They were on the sea, on a ship, his disciples. He was on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of that night, he cometh unto them. Notice how he came. Now, they were on the ship in the water. He was on the land. So he cometh unto them. Somebody say, how you do? Was it another boat? No. Walking upon the sea. See, the water and the sea, that was natural. And Jesus was natural too. But he knew how to live above the natural while he was in his physical body. He knew how to do something above the natural. He operated in a law that was greater than the laws that govern the natural world. See, the laws of the Spirit are greater than the laws of this natural world. The law of faith is greater than the laws of the natural world. Obviously, there was a law in the supernatural that was greater than the law of gravity. He tapped into it in his physical body. Peter tapped into it into his physical body. What's the law? At one time, nobody thought that man could fly. But the law of lift took place, and a law that defied gravity was discovered, and now men are flying from nation to nation because they discovered a law.
Do you feel hopeless or trapped in a downward spiral? The truth may be that you're not living in the supernatural. In his thought-provoking four-message series, The Power of Supernatural Living, Creflo Dollar teaches that everything God promised us exists in the supernatural realm.
When you send your words from God's word out and they penetrate this supernatural realm, they come back with a deposit. And the Bible says, like rain that waters the flowers, one day it will begin to bloom. It's time for you to call things that be not as though they were. It's time for you to be above and never again beneath. We are living in the supernatural.
For a love gift of $25 US or more, plus shipping and handling, these lessons can be yours today. Do not miss this blessing. Call the number on your screen or go to www.creflodollarministries.org and click eStore to secure yours while supplies last.
Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app brings you live church services direct to your smart TV and much more. Don't miss a service and catch up on the latest messages from Creflo and Taffy Dollar, like No More Worries, Overcoming Uncertainty, and countless other life-changing series streaming on the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app. You'll also get access to Changing Your World Network, streaming grace messages and exclusive content 24 hours a day right in the app.
The commandment is to honor our parents and to see them as valuable.
We want to change our life. We have to start within. We have to start by how we're thinking in our innermost thoughts.
Get unlimited streaming through Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV absolutely free. Visit your app store, search Creflo Dollar Ministries, and download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app now to start streaming. For more information, visit CreflodollarMinistries.org.
The Bible teaches us to give generously with a cheerful heart, not out of necessity, but out of a cheerful heart. And that's why I'm so grateful for the friends and partners of this ministry who freely and cheerfully give financial offerings to support us. You understand our vision. You know that when people understand grace, they're empowered to change their lives for the better. Thank you for supporting us with your financial donations. And every time you give, you're being used by God to stop misfortune in someone else's life. And for that, we say thank you. God bless you.
If you want to honor the Lord by sowing financial seeds into Creflo Dollar Ministries, call the number on your screen or log on to CreflodollarMinistries.org. Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you. And here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world, and we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We want to make the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.